If you have your Bible this morning, turn with us to the book of John, chapter number 9. John, chapter number 9, the Bible says, as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, neither hath this man sinned, nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. When he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay, and said unto him, go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is by interpretation sent. And he went his way therefore and washed, and came seeing. The neighbors therefore, and they which before had seen him that he was blind, said, is not this he that sat and begged? Some said, this is he. Others said, he is like him. But he said, I am he. Therefore said they unto him, how were thine eyes opened? And he answered and said, a man that is called Jesus, I thank God for that name, don't you, made clay and anointed my eyes and said unto me, go to the pool of Siloam and wash. And I went and washed, and I received sight. Then said they unto him, where is he? He said, I know not. They brought him to the Pharisees, him that had aforetime was blind. And it was the Sabbath day when Jesus made the clay and opened his eyes. And then again the Pharisees also asked him how he had received his sight. He said to them, he put clay upon mine eyes, and I washed and do see. Therefore said some of the Pharisees, this man is not of God, because he keepeth not the Sabbath day. Others said, how can a man that is a sinner do such miracles? And there was a division among them. And they say unto the blind man again, what sayest thou of him that he hath opened thine eyes? He said, he is a prophet. But the Jews did not believe concerning him that he had been blind and received his sight until they called the parents of him that received his sight, and they asked them, saying, is this your son who ye say was born blind? How then doth he now see? His parents answered them and said, we know that this is our son and that he was born blind, but by what means he now seeth we know not. For who hath opened his eyes we know not. He is of age, ask him. He shall speak for himself. These words spake his parents because they feared the Jews, for the Jews had agreed already that if any man did confess that he was Christ, they should be put out of the synagogue. Therefore said said his parents, he is of age, ask him. Then again called they the man that was blind and said unto him, give God the praise. We know that this man is a sinner. He answered, said, whether he be a sinner or no, I know not. One thing I know, that whereas I was blind, now I see. Then said they to him again, what did he to thee? How opened he thine eyes? And he answered them, I have told you already, and you did not hear. Wherefore would you hear it again? Will you also be his disciples? Then they reviled him and said, thou art his disciple, but we are Moses' disciples, who know that God spake unto Moses. As for this fellow, we know not from whence he is. And the man answered and said unto them, herein is a marvelous thing, that you know not from whence he is, and yet he hath opened mine eyes. Now we know that God feareth not sinners, or heareth not sinners, but if any man be a worshiper of God and doeth his will, him he heareth. Since the world began, was it not heard that any man opened the eyes of one that was born blind? If this man were not of God, he could do nothing. They answered and said unto him, thou wast altogether born in sins, and dost thou teach us? And they cast him out. I want to preach this morning for just a little while, if God will be my help on this thought, a lack of understanding. As we look at the Word today and we see God as beginning to manifest Himself in this This story of this blind man, a man who was born blind, Jesus said, but it was for the manifestation of God, that God might be lifted up. And we see a bunch of people that come together, and if you go back just a little bit, and we look back in John chapter 8, we see the Lord as He's speaking, and He's talking to the Pharisees and the Sadducees. He's talking to the religious people of the time, and I want to say today, we're living in a day and hour that we have a whole lot of religious people in the world who claim religion, but they have no God in them. Hey man, I won't say, praise God, it's the Holy Ghost of God that lives in us and has a priority in us, praise God, that we give Him. That makes a difference in our life. You and I can say anything we want to, but praise God, when we lift up the name of Jesus and we praise Him and we believe on Him, understanding that He is the God of glory. Amen. He come down from heaven, praise God, and to save old sinners like us. But we see that as they're speaking to Him, and they come to Him in unbelief, or basically they come with a lack of understanding. And I think a lot of times people don't understand really because they don't want to. When people begin to understand truth, truth will make them free, but they're so bogged down in the way that we live and the attitudes that we have and the acts that we do that we don't want the truth. We don't want to understand. Jesus was trying to explain to them His goodness, His mercy, and His love to a lost and a dying world, but a whole lot of them didn't want to understand. That's why He would say in John chapter number 8, in verse 27, He said, they understood not that He spake to them of the Father. He was talking to the Pharisees, religious people, when they didn't even understand Jesus' words when He was talking to them about their Heavenly Father. And now they claim to be Jews, they claim to be saved, they claim to be followers of Moses and disciples of God. Praise God, when the rubber meet the road, they were really not. Their understanding was dark. In other words, they had a lack of understanding. He goes on in verse number 43 of John 8, and he says this, he says, why do you not understand my speech, even because you cannot hear my word? He said, the problem is, amen, you don't understand because you're not really listening. Have you ever been in such a time when people don't really want to hear about the things of God? You stand up and you try to give them the Word of God and they don't want to hear it. Amen. They got so caught up in different things. The aspects of our lives, we don't want to hear what God has to say. It was the same way in this day. It's the same way in their situation. There was just a lack of understanding on their behalf. And then we see this man who was born blind. And Lord Jesus Christ touches him, praise God, and he's made to see. And they question it because they don't want to understand. Amen. Hey, listen, they had an opportunity, but they lack understanding. What's wrong with the world today is a lack of understanding. Amen. A lack of understanding. Sometimes it's a lack of communication. I thought about this the other day. I heard this fellow. He was kind of a comedian type fellow. And he was given a little story, and he said there was these three fellows that was on an island. Amen. And said they were stranded there on this island. He said they was an American, they was a Chinese fella, and an Australian. And said they were stranded on this island. They couldn't get off. And so I thought, well, we'll just make the best of it. So the American fella, he said, well, I just went ahead. He said, I was pretty handy with my hands. And so I told him, I said, well, I'll just go ahead and make us a shelter. I'll make us a place out of the sun and out of the rain and out of the wind. And then the Australian fella, he said, well, I'll go on a walkabout, because that's what Australians do. He said, I'll take a walkabout and I'll check it all out and I'll see what's out there. And then the Chinaman was there, and they said, well, you're pretty good at acquiring things. We'll put you in charge of supply. Amen. So he said, I was pretty handy, so I jumped in there. He said, in just a few minutes, I had a little three-room lean-to all built up there. Boy, had a little room for each one of us in no time at all. Had that thing whipped out. He said, I went around looking to find the Australian. He was out there, and I met him on the way back. He said, I've checked her out. He said, everything looks okay. Everything's safe and secure. And so we got to looking around for that Chinaman, and we thought, well, where in the world is that Chinese fella at? We looked and looked and couldn't find him nowhere. And then finally we said, well, it's starting to get dark. We better go back to camp. And when we pulled up to the camp, got up there close to this little lean-to, and that little Chinaman jumped out and said, surprise! Amen. Supplies. Sometimes we just have a lack of understanding. Sometimes we just don't understand, praise God, what God's trying to say to us. Amen. And it, sometimes it's in our own choosing. Sometimes we just say, man, we just don't understand. Amen. I want to say, everything that was happening in the lives of these Pharisees and Sadducees and scribes, praise God, they did with their eyes wide open. Amen. Amen. Listen to what you're saying. There was no supplies. Amen. They knew what was coming because God had already made manifest to them. Amen. So they entered in this thing wide open. You said, what did they do? They entered in knowing that Lord Jesus Christ was soon coming. Amen. They knew that there was a soon coming Savior that would be born. The birth of Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, was imminent. Amen. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 1, Jacob begot Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom was born Jesus, who is called Christ. Now I want to notice here, they said there wasn't no begetting in this. That Jesus Christ, praise God, he wasn't of natural birth. I want to say the Lord Jesus Christ come into this world supernaturally. Amen. Praise God. He wasn't common. Amen. He was supernatural. He come into this world through Mary. Praise God. Through a birth of a maiden. Verse 18, he said, now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, when as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Where did Jesus come from? Praise God. He was a child of the Holy Ghost. In other words, he was a God. He was some God. Amen. Praise God. On his mother's side, he was that promise. On his father's side, he was that promise. On that thing, praise God. On the Holy Ghost side, he was a part of that promise that God had made. Amen. Praise his holy name. And Mary was espoused to Joseph before they came together and was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou, you, Joseph, shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sin. That word Jesus, praise God. What a name, amen. Joshua, a Savior, praise God, is what it means. I'm glad I know Joshua. I'm glad I know Jesus. I'm glad I know him, not only because of his word, but I know him because he lives in my heart. I know him, Brother Junior, because he come to where I was. It was on that Wednesday night, 1976, at Jesus Christ marched down that aisle, slid in there beside a little lost boy, a tow-headed boy, and didn't know what I needed. But praise God, I'm glad Jesus did. He come to where I was, slid in there beside me, put his arms around me. He said, I love you and you don't have to go to hell. Amen. Praise his holy name. Amen. The promise of the Lord. Amen. With their eyes wide open, God had given them the promise. Amen. Praise his holy name. He said, now all this was done that it might be fulfilled. Verse 22, which is spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Ain't you glad that's so today? Amen. Praise God. He's with us. He's present. He's here. Praise the Lord. He said, then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. Praise God. Can you imagine? He said, what's his name? Jesus. Savior, praise God, of the world. Amen. It was predicted. People knew it. But the Bible tells us in Matthew chapter number 2 that old King Herod heard of this ordeal. In chapter 2, verse number 1, it says, now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. And when Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests, now watch this, and the scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, and thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. See, what we're telling you this morning, and pray God, they went into this thing with their eyes wide open. God Almighty had already told them, and their understanding was darkened. It was a lack of understanding, praise God, that they didn't realize that a Savior had come to take away the sins of the world so that men might find peace and unity, be prosperous and have joy in their heart. Happiness would abound, amen. That's what God Almighty had said on that first Christmas morn. Amen. Praise God for His glory. They knew it. Their eyes wide open. Herod called these chief priests. He called the scribes, the ones that was pinning down the Word of God. And they didn't question. They didn't have to go look. They knew in their heart what God's Word said. I wonder how many of our loved ones know in their heart what God's Word said, but we choose not to understand. A lack of understanding, praise God. Micah, the prophet, tells us in Micah chapter number 4 that in Migdal Edar, that's where it took place. He said, "And thou, O tower of the flock, the stronghold of the daughter of Zion, unto thee shall it come." What was he talking about? That was the promise of God. He said it'd be coming to the tower of the flock, where God's little sacrificial lambs would be born. Amen. Praise His holy name. Amen. Glory to God. He said it was that place. Amen. Where the sacrificial lambs would be born. In Micah chapter number 5, he goes on, says in verse 1, says, "Now gather thyself together in troops, O daughter of troops. He hath laid siege against us. They shall smite the judge of Israel and a rod upon the cheek. But thou, Bethlehem Ephrata, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me, that is to be ruler in Israel, whose going forth have been from old, even from everlasting." He said it's the precious Lamb of God that's been delivered. Amen. At Migdal Edar, he said he's come in the tower of the flock, abandons him up, keep him safe in those swaddling clothes, lay him in a manger, praise God for safekeeping, because this is the Messiah God. This is the anointed one of Israel. This is the ruler, praise God, that's come forth from the throne of grace. Amen. Our understanding, we need to know who he is. He's that pre-existent one. Amen. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. Amen. All things were created by Him. Without Him was not anything made that was made. Amen. It was Jesus, praise God, that made everything we have today. To God be the glory. We ought to be a shouting people because of that. Amen. Praise but God. I know. Amen. I know the Lord Jesus Christ made everything I have. Everything I have access to today, praise God, is because of my Savior. Amen. Without Him, we'd have nothing because He made it all. And He owns it all. He controls it all. He rules over it all. Amen. He's the God of all. Praise His holy name. That's who He is, but because of a lack of understanding. Amen. We don't understand who He is. We don't understand what He's won't do. But we can't use that as an excuse. We will stand without excuse. Hello? Amen. We will stand without excuse. Jesus said this. The Bible says this in Hebrews chapter number 10 and verse number 7. He said, "Then said I, lo, I come. In the volume of the book it is written of me to do thy will, O God." He said, hey, he said, it's written in the volume of a book. Amen. He said, I've given it to you in a full volume. Amen. He said, it's written of me. In other words, what he's telling us today, people, he said, this blessed old book, this blessed old King James Bible that God has given, he said, this is the inerrant, infallible Word of God. And God said, I'll give you Jesus. Well, somebody jump out and shout. He said, I'll give you Jesus Christ in the volume of a book. Amen. So that we know all about Him this morning, praise God. We don't have to doubt. People say, well, if I only knew, praise God, we'll know when we know Him. Amen, praise God. There's no excuse. There's no excuse for not knowing the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Our forefathers may have had an excuse. They traveled in wagons all over this country, and a lot of them didn't have a copy of the Word of God. Amen. But we'll stand without excuse, because in the volume of the book, it's written the Lord Jesus Christ, that we might know Him. Amen. In the free pardon of sin. A lack of understanding, it won't be an answer when we stand before the Lord. Amen. He said, well, preacher, I just didn't know. That's not an excuse. He says, well, I just don't have the knowledge. Well, the Bible says we don't have knowledge. The Bible tells us to ask for knowledge. Amen. You know what's wrong with the church today? We don't know the Lord Jesus Christ like we should. Amen. It's a lack of understanding who He is and what He wants for us. His plan and His purpose for you and I. The big picture, the scheme of this thing. Praise His holy name. In James chapter number 1, James says this. James chapter number 1 and verse number 5. He says, if any of you lack wisdom. Hello? Does anybody lack wisdom? Amen. Anybody needs to be a little bit smarter? You know what's wrong with us today? We think we're so smart that we don't need nothing. I want to tell you, hey, listen, I'll tell you right straight up, I'm just about as dumb as I come. I don't know nothing like I ought to. Hello? You say, well, preacher, I'm pretty smart. I think I know about everything is no. Yes, yeah, that's how dumb you are. Amen. You need more help than the rest of us. But the rest of us, we know that we ain't that smart. Amen. We know that we ain't got all the answers, but praise God, I'm glad that my understanding, I know who does. And His name is Jesus. Praise God. The precious Lamb of God, He's got the answers. Amen. He says, if any man lack understanding or lack wisdom, He said, let him ask of God. He said, you need to be a little bit smarter. Praise God, ask God to help you. Amen. He said, ask God, let him ask God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not. He said, God's giving out blessings every day. God's giving out wisdom. God's showing Himself. Jesus said, He said, this volume of the book is written of me that you might know what you need to know to worship and praise God. It'll give you joy and peace coming out of here. It'll deliver us safe, praise God, one day in a little while over on yonder shore. Praise His holy name. He said, it shall. He said, if we ask, let him ask of God. And He said, it shall be given him. Amen. He didn't say it might be. It could be, but it shall be. He said, but let him ask in faith. So how do you get it? Ask in faith. Ask believing. He said, nothing wavering. In other words, He said, we can't be doubting what we're asking. You know what? We know what we do when we ask with doubt. It's not what we're doing is we're doubting God. Amen. Instead of coming in the full force of faith, believing on Lord Jesus Christ and the promises He's given, we come with doubt. You know who sows doubt? The old devil. The devil makes us doubt. Amen. But I want to say unequivocally this morning, we do not serve the devil. Amen. The devil is not our master. He's not our ruler, praise God. We're not in the chains of bondage to him no more, praise God. We've been broke free. We've been set free through the blood of Lord Jesus Christ. And we just shouted out, praise God, trusting the Lord. Amen. We're going through difficult times and such situations right now with this COVID and everything else and all the other things that we had before that. We're having to deal with. You're having to deal with. I'm having to deal with. We're having to deal with. But I want to say there's an almighty God this morning said if we'll put our faith and trust in Him, if we'll just find us some understanding of how great and mighty He is and how much He loves us and how much He cares for us. Don't you let the devil sow doubt in your heart that Jesus Christ and God the Father and God the Holy Ghost don't love you and care for you. Because they do. Amen. Praise God. They do. He said, but let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. He said, we've got to do it without doubting. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven of the wind and tossed. You're just up and down. Ain't that way boats do in the ocean? They just go up and down. You get to watching them things and When the waves are turbulent, when the waves are crashing, them boats, you see them, they go way up, and sometimes they'll go plumb out of sight as a wave overtakes. And they'll go way down and they'll come back up. He said, that's the way we are when we doubt what God can do. But when we pray believing, God Almighty is able to do anything. Amen. But he said, if we lack understanding, if we lack wisdom, he said, let us ask of God, believing, praise God. Ask believing. Do we do that? Do you do that? When you pray and ask God something, do you really believe that God hears and answers prayer? Praise God. I believe with all my heart that God hears. I know He does. Amen. I know that God hears and answers prayers. And I know, you say, well, preacher, how do you know He does? Because He promised that He would. He tells us in His Word, praise God, He's there for us, and He's listening for us. The Bible said that He extends His ear, praise God. He reaches down with that right hand of strength, praise God, to where we're at. When we pray, He hears us, and He comes to where we're at, and He begins to make a difference. Sometimes it don't happen as quick as we'd like for it to. Amen. Sometimes situations come up and they're so adverse. We're saying, Lord, where are you? But praise God. I will say, if the Lord wasn't already working, we couldn't stand it. Amen. Praise God. In just a little while, Mary and Martha was up there and her brother was dying. And they sent word to Jesus, said, your friend's sick. And that Jesus tarried still. Amen. And finally he said, well, hey, listen, we're going to go up. And he said, he sleepeth. And the disciples said, well, if he sleepeth, he does good. And Jesus said, no, he's not asleep. He said, he's dead. Amen. Jesus went up there and they said that. And when they got there, the sister said to him, Lord, if you'd only been here, if you'd only been here, our brother had not died. But Jesus said, praise God. He said, hey, I am the resurrection and life. He that believeth on me shall have life. And they said, yeah, we know in a future. Hey, in a future place, in a future time, we'll be alive. We'll be well. Everything will be all right. But we're in the here and now, Lord. We need some help. The Bible said Jesus went over there and said, the shortest verse in the Bible said, Jesus wept. Amen. Because of the anguish of their heart, Jesus wept. Amen. But praise God, He was there to do a marvelous miracle. Amen. But why? Because when we believe and we ask Him, we'll receive. Asking and believing, believing and asking. In Matthew chapter 21, verse 22, the Bible says this, in all things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing. Now this is Jesus speaking in these. Amen. Jesus said this, not me, not the preacher, not somebody else, not even the apostle. Jesus said it. Amen. In all things whatsoever you shall ask, whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. Amen. Book of Mark, praise God, says the same thing. Mark chapter 11, verse 24. He said, therefore I say unto you, Jesus, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. Amen. Praise God. Hey, listen, folks, what do we need? He said, we need to pray believing that we might receive them. Praise God. So Matthew tells us that. Mark tells us that. Look in the book of John. John chapter 16 and verse 24. This is why God wants to answer our prayers. Have you ever thought about that? Have you ever thought about how God wants to answer your prayers? That's because God wants to hear from you. How many times do we fail to talk to Him? Think about it. How many times do we fail to talk to Him when we know that He's listening to hear from us? He's wanting to hear from you. He's wanting to hear from me. He's wanting to hear from from this place under the portals of glory. He's wanting to hear and answer prayers. Why don't we want to talk to Him? Amen. John says this. This is why God wants to answer our prayers. He said, hitherto you have asked nothing in my name. He said, before now, Jesus said, you've not asked anything in my name. But he said, ask and you shall receive. Why would he say that? Because he wants us to be full of joy. He don't want us to be sad. He said, "Hereto have you asked nothing in my name. Ask and you shall receive, that your joy may be full." Amen. Jesus said, "Hey, listen, I want you to ask in my name that I can bless you." And he said, "I want you to be full." He said, "I want you to be running over with joy in the Lord." Amen. Praise God. A lack of wisdom, lack of understanding keeps us from asking. Amen. That we might receive, believing from the Lord Jesus Christ, the help that we have. That God Almighty is there for us. He's our ever-present help. He's that one, that comforter. The one that we need, even right now. Amen. So we see the Lord Jesus Christ and He's just speaking. We're seeing Him in the story that we read in your hearing. Amen. How God Almighty's moving. Amen. He's trying to give us understanding. But in closing this morning, I want you to notice this blind man. This man that was born blind. The Pharisees, they call him to them. They question him. They ask him questions. He said, "I don't know how it happened, but I know he put mud on my eyes. I went to Siloam," which interpreted to sin, "and I washed and I come away seeing." He said, I know it happened. I believe that it happened. Amen. And they didn't believe him. They called their parents. They said, "Hey, listen, what's going on here?" And they get the same story. So, "Hey, he's of age. Ask him." You know, it's an amazing thing. You don't know all that God has done for me. But I know what God has done for me. I mean, that's why I can shout and praise God. I can. Amen. But you can do the same thing because you know what God has done for you. You know what the Lord has done in your life, what He's done personally for you. And you have the same testimony, the same opportunity to praise Him and give Him glory today. Amen. But they come to this fella and they ask him again. They ask this blind man in verse 25. And he said, they told him, verse 34, said, "Give God praise. We know that this man is a sinner." And this blind man, who had been blind, he answers in verse 25 and he says this. He answered and said, "Whether he be a sinner or no, I know not." He said, "Hey, I don't know what you're talking about." I said, "I don't know if he's a sinner or not." He said, "But let me tell you what I do know." He said, "One thing I know, that whereas I was blind, now I see." Amen, glory to God. He said, "Hey, listen, whether he's a sinner or not a sinner, I don't know about that. But I know there was a man that touched me. His name was Jesus. And when he touched me, praise God, my eyes was open. I praise God. And now I see clear, praise God. Seeing clear, praise the Lord." I like this as they begin to interrogate him. Amen. Then said they to him again, "What did he do to thee? How opened he thine eyes?" He answered him, "I have told you already, and you did not hear." He said, "Hey, I told you, and you just didn't want to understand." Amen. I want to understand, don't you? He said, "Wherefore would you hear it again? Will you also be his disciples?" And they reviled him and said, "Thou art his disciple. We are Moses' disciple. We know that God spake to Moses, but as for this fellow, we know not from whence he is." He said, "We don't know where this fellow come." See, that was a lie. They knew where he come from. They already knew the promise of the Messiah. They already knew the promise of the Christ Jesus, the anointed one of God. They fused. How many people, you said, "Preacher, why? That was crazy." How many people do we know today that are refusing to accept the Lord Jesus Christ and the free pardon of sin? They're doing the same thing. Choosing to have a lack of understanding. Amen? Praise God. He said, the man answered and said to him, why herein is a marvelous thing that ye know not from whence he is, and yet he hath opened mine eyes. In other words, he was kind of mocking him. He said, "Hey, I thought you had a touch of God on you. You can't realize God when He comes on, when He shows up." He said, "Now we know that God heareth not sinners, but if any man be a worshiper of God and doeth His will, him He heareth." He said, if anybody comes, as the disciples have already told, Matthew, Mark, and John have told us, if we ask anything of the Lord, believing that we shall receive that from God. Amen. Praise God. You know what? We just ain't asking enough because we ain't believing enough. Amen. Because we ain't understanding enough. He said, since the world began, was it not heard that any man opened the eyes of one that was born blind? And then this blind man who had been blind, who's now seeing, he said, if this man were not of God, he could do nothing. You know what this blind man says? Brother Jeff, he said, hey, listen, Pharisees, let me tell you who he is. He said, this is a God man. Amen. If it wasn't a God man, he could do nothing. But I want to say this morning, church, praise God, lack of understanding will keep us from knowing the God man. But there's a God man today, and his name is Jesus Christ. And if the blind man said, I was blind, but now I see. Listen, church, I tell you, it was one time in my life, I was blind, but now I see. I was blind, I didn't know, my understanding was darkened. But praise God, I'm glad now I see. I realize, I understand the Lord Jesus Christ. This coming Friday, we're going to celebrate Christmas, where we celebrate the birth of our Savior. Amen. Well, I'll just be honest, I didn't understand all that. I thought it was a time that we got presents. Amen. When you're a kid, that's a time that you get lots of presents. Amen. Mia was there last night, and she wanted to open up her presents this morning. Amen. I said, honey, it's not Christmas time. But she says, well, Papa, Grandma's already given me two. Uh-huh. Amen. It's what grandmas do. But I'm glad, praise God, that I know the true meaning of Christmas. It's about the Lord Jesus Christ and that free pardon of sin that He offers us. When God of heaven came down to earth and came down to you and me, that through Him we might be saved. Amen. So that we could come before Him asking, believing, so that we can receive the wisdom of God. Amen. He said, if any man lack wisdom, ask believing that we might receive. Amen. If you're here this morning, praise God, we ought to be asking, every one of us ought to be asking God just to be as smart as we can in His precious Word. He said, in the volume of the book, Jesus said, it is written of me. He said, we've got a complete book. I said complete book. There's nothing missing, nothing left out. We have a complete book on the Lord Jesus Christ from front to back. Amen. That through it, through Him, that we might be saved and know Him in the free pardon of sin. Amen. To have our understanding enlightened in the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen, it's coming a day when we'll everyone stand without excuse. We don't have no excuse because God gave us Jesus said, in the volume of a book. Amen. He said, it's not just a word. It's not just a hearsay. But He said, it's a book that God has given us that we might know Him and the free pardon of sin.